Hey,
this
weekend
I'm having a big Chicago Mentoring Weekend on the campus of Chicago State. Dr. Wayne Watson got tied up with some emergency out at the campus, and so I just handled it myself. I want to thank Chicago State for doing this, man, for hosting the Mentoring Weekend for me. They were so helpful in me in passing out turkeys last year. When I called Dr. Wayne Watson, he always is more than willing to support any of my endeavors and causes, and this was so important to Dr. Wayne. And we talked about it before, and he said, man, you bring it right out here. I'll give you the facilities. Chicago State got a great facility out there, you all. And and it's said to be one of the most affordable universities in the state. It ranks number one in African-American graduates in healthcare professions, and its financial aid is readily available to students. He's just a great guy, and if you want to find out more about Chicago State University, just go to csu.edu, csu.edu. And also I want to say thanks to Pastor Corey Brooks for helping me this year. He's been very instrumental. These are guys that's on the ground in Chicago trying to make a difference. Chicago has a huge problem.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, this is not going to solve the problem. But we're going to do what we can for 100 of these boys.
It's a start.
To change the mindset of 100 of these boys, which will change, help these single mothers out that's trying to keep these boys. These mothers desperately don't want their sons in prison. These mothers desperately don't want to bury their sons. And we got a great show coming up on the Steve Harvey Show. They surprised me with a huge thank you. I was just had my daughter, Brandy, who runs our foundation, me and Marjorie.
Yeah.
And we had her on the show just to talk about signing your boys up for these camps. And they surprised me and had four of the boys come to offer me their heartfelt thanks. It was very moving because,
I
hadn't seen one of these boys since the first camp. Uh-huh. He was now a senior in college. And
Wow, Steve. Okay.
I mean, he was doing so well. And then one boy was a juvenile detention, and we got a hold to him. And now he's the freshman class president at his university.
He's a leader now.
One little boy was in trouble so bad, man, about to drop out, and now he on his way to college. And just young man after young man came on the show. This program works, folks. And it works because we do it with men. We take these women who are single mothers and we give them what they oftentimes can't provide for these young boys. A man. And God knows they've tried to put the right man in these boys' lives, but they got jacked up along the way. Tricked and hoodwinked by some sorry dude come along with a bunch of ulterior motives, anything but to truly help the woman and the boy. And so we put a boy in these man's life, in these young boys' lives. We put a man in these boys' lives. And it affects them. And it's not the one-on-one mentoring. We bring these boys to a camp, and some of the boys want the same mentor. Well, guess what? Brother's got time. Hear my number, little dude. You want to call me, ask me anything, man. You just want to run it by a man. Here, before you do something stupid, man, call me.
Call
me. Ask me what I'd do. Right. See, that's all it take, man. And this mentoring program works. I get so frustrated with corporate America sometimes because, you know, what I learned about corporate America, okay, here I go now, too far.
Okay, Steve.
But that's me. No. I'm going to tell the truth.
Careful.
Here's the deal. See, corporate America, I found out, I didn't know this, but I thought they gave from their heart. I didn't know that.
Huh.
No. Corporate America gives with a return of investment in mind, and does it fit their business model? I didn't know that. I thought you just would care about the kids, or I thought you would just care about the cause. But no, it has to fit the demographic that they're trying to reach, and so they get some bang for their buck. I didn't know that. Now, I thank God for Comfort Inn, who gives me the biggest in-kind donation of any corporation. I thank God for State Farm, who gives me the largest financial commitment. I thank God for Ford, who does Coca-Cola. So much for us in terms of the hoodies and the mentoring camp, the tent for the women. You know, I thank God for Sam's, for the in-kind donations, Walmart, for their in-kind donations?
Coca-Cola.
Oh, Nielsen and Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's helping us this year with the gala in Chicago to raise money for the mentoring camp. I'm involved with Coca-Cola in the Pay It Forward campaign they got coming up this year. Where we going to take some young men and put them around me and help pay it forward. Just help those people to say, look, God has blessed us, and we just trying to give back a little bit. It's so many things, man, but I do have some corporations who get it. You know, I've had airline tickets taken from me because it just didn't make sense business-wise for the company anymore. That's crazy, man. Damn, I thought you just gave this money. You get a 100% tax write-off, and I thought that would be enough. And then you get to help save some boys' lives. I thought that would be enough. So Marjorie and I reach in our pocket to a great degree for these programs to continue. And we just need some help, man, to do it on a larger level. I want to be able to do 10,000 boys a year.
Do you
know the effect that would have on our communities if I could do 10,000? Instead of 100 in Chicago, 100 in Detroit, 100 in Atlanta, and 100 in another city, and 100 in Dallas, I want to do 10,000 boys. I ain't got 10,000 boy money, though. So that's what it's all about. I don't take this money and feed myself. Don't none of this. Me and Marjorie don't get no salaries off this right here. So I'm going to need y'all help after a while until we can expand and change these boys' lives. Chicago, we coming this weekend. We're going to do what we can. Appreciate y'all's energy.
Now, if you want more information on Steve and Marjorie Harvey's foundation, becoming a mentor, a volunteer, making a donation, please go to steveharvey.com and click on the mentoring tab. Click on the mentoring button, and you can see all the information about the mentoring program for young men. Become a mentor today. So we need your help. Come on, Steve Harvey Nation.
Yeah.
You got
Rise
this.
Up.
Let's do it. Let's
Rise
do it.
Up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.